I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're about to have one of the most divisive talks you can have.
What do you
in
mean
this
by
day and
that?
Age.
Really?
This is... I'm really upset with the way this came out.
I am too.
Legitimately upset.
I love the way this
You do not. You cannot love
Lies.
This.
What?
The internet is arguing over who the best Hollywood Chris is.
There's a lot of good Chrises in Hollywood.
There's literally nothing else going on in the world right now that this is what we got to solve.
Yep, because Toms are next.
Toms are next. Yes. We'll get to some Toms. But we're choosing between... By the way, they just... Like, why stop at where they stopped? They did Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that Thor?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's his brother that was married to?
Liam.
Yeah, that's right.
Liam's the lesser Hemsworth, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
They're both kind of hot.
They're both gorgeous, but...
Was Liam in Twilight?
I actually... No.
He was in
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Oh, that was Katniss's other dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Chris is better, though. Of the Hemsworth. We're not supposed to be debating the Hemsworths. Okay, yeah, sorry. Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans.
Yeah, well, Captain America. And
mm-hmm. Chris Pratt.
Uh-huh.
Or Chris Pine.
Yeah.
They left out.
There's.
What other Chris's?
Chris Rock. Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Chris O'Donnell.
Wow, you're the old Robin.
The old Robin. Christy Brinkley. Yeah.
I think you probably hit all the good major ones.
So I feel like they were going for very typecasty, those Chris's.
Yeah, like Chris's. In that category.
Yes.
Okay. The leading man
Here's what it is.
Superhero.
They listed those four names, Hemsworth, Evans, Pratt, and Pine, and said one has to go. Which one's going? And the people have spoken and chose Pratt.
Ugh.
In
lies.
Correct. Come on.
That's so wrong on so many levels.
He's gorgeous.
Ugh.
Look, and I'm allowed to Steve. Don't let go of the homophobia. He is gorgeous.
Like, I don't know an attractive man. I would have gone with Pine of the most.
Pine's the most attractive?
No, I thought he was the most attractive out of those.
Over
Chris's.
Thor?
Or Captain America? I don't know.
I don't feel like Captain America's like
Evans?
Third or fourth hottest.
Amber, can you rank the hot factor?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just go based on hotness first.
Okay. I'm going Pratt.
You're including his personality in his hotness.
I am. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull the personality out.
I'm going. Gosh. Usually, I really love like a light eye, dark hair situation.
That's
like Pine.
I mean Pine. Yeah.
He doesn't. I don't know. He doesn't do it for me.
He's a little too perfect?
Yes. Like, he's, like, too, like...
Put together newscaster hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I would go Hemsworth,
number one.
Pratt, Evans, Pine.
Okay.
I'll concur with that. Because you took the... You were honest. That was nice. Because when you put personality in, Pratt goes through the roof.
Right.
He's hilarious. He's kind.
He doesn't take himself seriously ever.
Guys, one time... He was in my yoga class.
What?
Shut your face. Why is this the first time you've...
It was the hardest yoga class I've ever been through because the whole time I was like staring at him and then he'd catch me staring at him and I was like, oh, dang it. Where are we? What are we doing? Like,
wait, so this was post Parks and Rec?
Yes, this was when he was like...
Getting hot, getting ripped. Star-Lord ripped.
I liked him Parks and Rec, Chris. But
no, you did not. Nobody liked him.
So
he was chunky.
I don't care. I love his personality and his face is cute.
His face is.
But yeah, it was a really amazing yoga class. I'll never forget it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So according to the 7,000 comments and 13,000 retweets, Pratt has to go. And so I'm mad at the universe.
I'm so confused. In my
world, Pine's gone.
Right.
Piner Evans is gone. You do not touch Hemsworth. He's not known for being as funny as Pratt, but he's funny.
They write him so funny in his Thor character.
They let it up a little bit. I think he can. Is he in any funny movies?
He should be.
Yeah, that's next. He needs to do a comedy.
But I think Evans is just kind of...
Well, he just had the whole
the peen
photo
yes.
thing. Oh, so he had boosted him up a little.
Because
it was impressive.
Can I just say this? How do you know? Because I looked at it right without.
What are you?
You don't know if it's actually his.
One, you don't know if it's his, and there's no look when you're. I could take a picture of my junk and have people be impressed because the only way to really understand it is to do the thing like you do where like, ooh, there's a tear in my couch and you take a picture of it and they're like, is that a big tear? And like, oh, sorry. And then you put a quarter next to it and you go, oh wow, that is a big
tear. Evans put a quarter next to it?
No, there's nothing next to it. So there's no way to tell. It's it's gargantuan. It could be.
You're right.
It's happy. But there's no way to know can't tell. Like, I could take a picture of a tree and you're like, oh my God, that's a redwood. Fooled you. It's an aspen. I just got really close.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So, she thinks he's got a redwood, but there's a chance it's an aspen just taken with the right lens.
Okay. Stop trying to, like, burst my bubble over here. Tear down my.
How much time have you spent with Chris Evans' errant tweet? All right, so maybe tomorrow we will tackle Tom Hardy, Tom Hanks, Tom Holland, and Tom Hiddleston.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.